Well, I've got the announcement this morning that Australia will receive 25 million doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, the US company announcing it struck a new deal with the federal government. Earlier, Minister for Senior Australians and Aged Care Services, Richard Colbeck, told us here on Breakfast that the first doses of the Moderna vaccine will likely be available later in the year. The deal includes 15 million updated doses, or booster shots, if you like, that will help combat emerging coronavirus variants. Christine McCartney is the Director of the National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance. Christine McCartney, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Fran.
The Moderna deal, as we understand it, will be 12 million doses of the initial vaccine coming later in the year and 15 million doses of booster shots next year. How much will this, what will this do to accelerate the national vaccine rollout?
Well, look, it's certainly exciting news, and I think you know, Moderna have a number of strategies. So firstly, just the doses are very welcome. Obviously, the vaccine's not yet registered in Australia, but they've indicated they're moving to submit for registration with the TGA soon. And should that occur, this is the second, of course, of the mRNA vaccine. So using that genetic code to make the spike protein from the coronavirus. And as you've mentioned, they've got an adaptable strategy, as do Pfizer also, but to tailor the vaccine to the variants that are the most concerning and for which we may need booster doses down the track.
And what's the evidence so far on the effectiveness of Moderna? It's been rolled out, I think, across the US, the UK and Singapore already.
So this was the vaccine that went first into clinical trials back in May, and they showed 94% efficacy. So that very, you know, high efficacy and, you know, many, many millions of doses used in those countries with an excellent safety record. So what they're doing now, and we do know that a number of the vaccines have a lower antibody titer against some of the newly emerged variants, particularly the B1351, which was originally, you know, seen in South Africa. It's that particular strain that they've used the strategy for in their booster program, with actually three different types of boosters, half of the B1351, half of the original strain, and then a boost just completely with the B1351. So they've just put out a paper on this, and they have shown really strong boosting. That's not protection in humans yet, but it shows antibody levels that are really encouraging.
Okay, and what about side effects, including this issue of blood clotting that has affected AstraZeneca? We think it affected Johnson & Johnson too to some degree. Any problems there?
No, the mRNA vaccines, we haven't seen this blood clotting linked at all. There's very clear evidence that it's not linked to either the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccines. It seems to be unique to the adenovirus vector vaccines, although very rare, so important to remember
sure.
that.
What about any other possible side effects linked to Moderna?
No, nothing long term. Just that typical immune response when you in the first day or two after getting the vaccine, as for Pfizer.
Okay, so we've already said this comes in two phases. A second batch of 15 million doses arriving next year, in what Moderna describes as an updated variant booster candidate. So I guess we can say it's a booster shot. If you get your first dose with another vaccine like Pfizer or AstraZeneca, as millions of Australians are doing right now, could you still have a booster shot next year from Moderna? Would that work?
Yeah, look, we'll be looking at that, of course, and potentially yes. So they're all based on getting a reaction, you know, to the spike protein, getting antibody to the spike protein. And that's, you know, certainly over time, we know that we might need to take different brands, but we need to look at that carefully before those recommendations are made.
Well, because that might influence where and how people get vaccinated. If they don't think they can get a booster shot next year, they might hang out till the end of the year to get Moderna, and obviously that's going to be a problem if the rollout
slows down. We don't
No.
want people hanging out, Fran, you know. I mean, it is so important to get protection on as soon as you've got a vaccine available to you. The virus is just knocking at our door every day. And it's going to be with us for our lifetimes. We need as a population to get that first level of protection on board and then build on it over time as, you know, as and if we need boosters.
Yeah, and I guess it's important to say there's no certainty on the timing of the arrival of this Moderna vaccine. But more broadly, looking to the future, you know, we've seen we had problems with supply from overseas of AstraZeneca manufactured in Europe and Pfizer. We've got a homegrown AstraZeneca production now, which is great. Some of the states and the government are now looking at manufacturing of an mRNA vaccine. Will this Moderna supply likely be manufactured in Australia, do you think?
Well, I can't tell you that, but they did hint in their announcement that they have been having discussions with the Commonwealth government. And I think we've heard in the budget that there is a real interest in establishing an mRNA vaccine production here in Australia. So that, I guess, could be either Moderna or Pfizer. But I think that's an excellent outcome should it occur, because really to have this sovereign capability, onshore manufacturing of this exciting new vaccine technology would be an excellent, excellent thing for Australia.
Okay, Christine, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Christine McCartney, Director of the National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance.